want to encourage you to pray for the families in Texas who have suffered loss, especially those who have lost loved ones. When people, even cities, states, and nations, go through difficult times and turn to God in prayer, God hears and answers those prayers. The people in Texas right now need your prayers, comfort, and support to make it through these difficult times. Please pray for them, and if you can help in other ways, do so.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Over the years, Planned Parenthood has received billions upon billions upon billions of your taxpayer dollars. And we've been told, well, hey, it's not for abortion, but they still have given it. And Republicans who claim to be pro-life have continued to fund them. And Republican presidents have continued to sign bills that funded Planned Parenthood. And they not only get money at the federal level, and many states give them money, and there's also local governments that give Planned Parenthood money, and even local independent taxing agencies that give them money. In St. Lucie County, a group of pro-lifers got together, and we learned that they were actually receiving about $500,000 a year from the Children's Services Council. And we started really a project that took about 4 years, maybe a little bit longer, where we went to their meetings and we protested and we asked for them to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Eventually, they did stop funding Planned Parenthood in St. Lucie County. Martin County was giving them about $70,000. They defunded them there. Yeah, Palm Beach County's Children's Services Council is still giving Planned Parenthood, from what I know, still giving them about $2 million a year. The most recent annual report from Planned Parenthood, the national organization, shows that Planned Parenthood received $792.2 million in government health services reimbursements and grants. This amounted to 39% of their overall revenue. From 2019 to 2021, according to the Government Accountability Office, Planned Parenthood and its affiliates actually received $148 million in HHS grants and cooperative agreements, $1.4 billion in Medicaid and CHIP payments during this period, bringing the total amount that they received to $1.78 billion, a huge amount of money. And one thing that we have seen over the years is as Congress has increased spending and increased funding for Planned Parenthood, even though this money is supposedly not going toward abortion, what we have seen is they've actually increased the number of abortions that they perform. I mean, imagine this. Imagine that you run an organization. Let's say it's a nonprofit, quote-unquote nonprofit like Planned Parenthood, although they do operate both as a nonprofit, but they also really structure everything they're doing as if they were for profit. All you have to do is watch the movie Unplanned, where the character that's playing Abby Johnson shows how, and you really see pressure put upon her to sell abortion, because abortion is a big moneymaker for Planned Parenthood. And they're not only the leading abortion provider in the United States, they are the leading abortion provider worldwide. And we have seen babies, millions of preborn children ripped limb from limb by Planned Parenthood. And today, in many states, those types of abortions happen later. And several states have actually banned abortions later, or at least partially ban them so that they're only available in certain circumstances after 6 weeks. So really you're looking at a lot of chemical abortions where women are taking a medication that removes the necessary hormones or blocks the necessary hormones from being produced so that the babies actually die, and then giving another medication that actually causes them to go into a violent delivery where they deliver their own very tiny but perfectly formed baby, boy or girl, in their own toilet. And what we're seeing is really trauma, and this is happening. Of course, Planned Parenthood is not the only organization that's doing this, but Planned Parenthood is the major organization that is behind abortion. And again, millions and millions and even billions and billions of dollars of your tax dollars have gone to fund this organization. So imagine you run an organization, and this organization does something that's a little bit controversial, and the government says, well, we're not going to fund this, but you know what? We'll pay for other services you provide. And of course, the revenue from that frees up capital so that you can actually spend additional capital on that one service that the government doesn't like. I mean, imagine how absurd it would be if we say, well, you know, I mean, what we're talking about here, we're talking about killing innocent human beings. I mean, that's really what we're talking about. You can say, well, you know, it's women's health care, it's all this and that and the other. And there are, by the way, many organizations, Lila Rose's Live Action and other organizations that have done exposés and actually even calling up Planned Parenthood, asking them whether they can get a mammogram, and, oh, we don't do mammograms, or whether they can do some of these other services that they claim that they provide. And many of these facilities have said, hey, we don't provide that here. So, you know, even if you say, hey, we do some good things, that doesn't undo the bad that is being done, which is killing innocent human beings that are created in the image of God, human beings that have done nothing wrong, human beings that have not had any, that have never done anything worthy of death, and yet are being executed by abortion. So what you see is you really see this organization is an evil organization. Let's talk about some other organizations that existed in the past. And, you know, let's say, you know, we're going back into, you know, times past when the Ku Klux Klan existed, and even where there was even lynchings that were happening. And let's say that the federal government says, well, you know what, we're not going to fund lynching, but we'll fund, you know, let's say the Ku Klux Klan had some sort of service that they provided that, you know, they said, well, this is good. This is a good service for us to provide, and we need government funding to be able to provide this. I mean, imagine the federal government back in the day were to have funded the Ku Klux Klan and just say, well, you know, you can't use any of the money to lynch anyone. Well, I mean, that would be totally absurd. Yet we have an organization here that actually has killed more innocent human beings. In fact, in 1 year, kills more innocent human beings. In fact, kills more black babies in 1 year than the Ku Klux Klan killed throughout their entire time of existence with lynching. And we have this organization that is being funded or has been being funded by tax dollars. I don't know about you, but I don't want one dime, one penny even, of my money, my tax dollars, going to fund Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is an evil organization, and we need to stand against their funding. Well, what just happened? You may have heard about this, the Big Beautiful Bill, or the One Big Beautiful Bill, depending on how it's phrased, actually did defund Planned Parenthood. Now, the House version actually had a 10-year ban of funding Planned Parenthood, and the Senate version that was passed, that the House eventually passed as well, reduced that to 1 year. So this is not something that we are going to be able to just fall asleep and say, well, they're defunded. No, we're going to have to go back to the Senate, and we're going to have to go back to the House, and we're going to have to hold their feet to the fire, and we're going to have to actually encourage them and really demand and require that they defund Planned Parenthood next year as well, and the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that. There's no means, there's no reason to fund this organization. It is an evil organization that is preying on innocent human beings. And Planned Parenthood actually is pledging to actually sue the Trump administration over this one big beautiful bill and the defunding of Planned Parenthood. What we will likely see if they are defunded is we will see less resources being used to kill innocent human beings, even though, again, this money is quote unquote not for abortion. What you see again is that these funds that come in allow Planned Parenthood to free up other funds in order to push abortion. And when we look at the issue of life, first of all, the Bible is clear. And we need to realize that we do have a lot of work to do. Even though we're making progress, we have a lot of work to do. Babies are still being killed throughout the United States. In fact, Roe versus Wade was overturned with the Dobbs decision in the summer of 2022. And since that time, some states have actually expanded abortion access. Other states have restricted, some greatly restricted, abortion access. But abortion still happens in most states. And actually, the number of babies being killed by abortion has actually risen. And it's important that we realize that the fight is not over, that we still need to stand and we still need to fight to protect innocent human life. We still need to speak up for the voiceless. We need to not grow weary in well-doing, as the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. If we look at William Wilberforce, the abolitionist from England, he lobbied for the abolition of slavery for over 18 years before the slave trade was finally abolished in 1807. However, that didn't free slaves. Slaves that were already owned were still owned. It's just that they couldn't buy more slaves at that point. It wasn't until after his death in 1833, effective in 1834, that existing slaves were emancipated. That's 44 years after he started. The Slave Abolition Act received royal assent August 28, 1833, and took effect August 1st, 1834. It was, however, another 5 years before all slaves were free. In America, we have really been fighting for longer than that, and yet we have seen less results. And part of the reason is that there's large portions of the quote-unquote pro-life movement that have never asked for the abolition of abortion, that have never asked for the restoration of innocent human life. And we need to restore the right to life of every human being, including those who are in the womb. When we look at the Declaration of Independence, we see we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then you see, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And this really, the founding fathers really had this idea right. Government didn't exist. Government wasn't created to solve every problem that you have. Even if Planned Parenthood were a good organization and a worthy organization to receive government funds, it would not be right to actually give government funds and to take taxpayers' money and give it to this organization. Again, Planned Parenthood is an evil organization that has resulted, their work has resulted in the death of millions and millions of preborn children. And in fact, their organization was founded to wipe out human weeds. That's the words that Margaret Sanger used to describe blacks and Hispanics. And their work is an evil, evil work. Of course, they kill white children also, but many of their abortion mills are located in poor neighborhoods where there are a lot of minorities. And they actually targeted minorities early on and still target minorities today to actually kill innocent children. When we look at the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, we see no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. The preborn children that are executed by abortion have done nothing worthy of death, and their life should be recognized and protected. The Florida Constitution, Section 2, says basic rights. All natural persons, female and male alike, are equal before the law and have inalienable rights, among which are the right to enjoy and defend life and liberty. So our U.S. Constitution recognizes this right. The Florida Constitution recognizes this right. Yet babies are still being killed in the state of Florida. They're still being killed throughout the United States, and we need to rise up and put an end to the shedding of innocent blood. And certainly the defunding of Planned Parenthood is a huge victory for the preborn. When we look at the Bible, we see clearly that God is calling for us to choose between life and death. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. So God today is putting before us life and death, blessings and cursings. And we need to choose life, and we need to reject death. You see, every single human being created is created by God and in the image of God. The Bible tells us this in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And you see in Genesis chapter 6 that it is because this image that we are created in the image of God that God instituted the death penalty. He actually instituted the death penalty to protect innocent human life. When Noah and his family were leaving the ark, God instituted the death penalty to protect innocent human life because we are created in his image. We see in Psalm 139 that the psalmist said that he was created, he was formed by God in the womb, by God. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. So we see that God actually forms us in our mother's womb. He calls us, he knits us. When there's just one cell, the components are there to build a human being. The components are there in the DNA to determine what the hair color is, what the eye color is, what the skin color is, to determine how tall that baby will be when that baby grows up into a girl or a boy, to determine everything about that person and their makeup, their genetic makeup. It's all there from the earliest point of beginning, which is the point of fertilization. We see that Jeremiah was actually called as a prophet from the womb. Jeremiah chapter 1, before verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. So imagine receiving a commission to be a prophet to the nations, a commission by God himself, while you are still in the womb. Jeremiah did this. Well, he wasn't the only one. We know that John the Baptist was, the Bible tells us, was filled with the Holy Spirit while he was in his mother's womb. In Luke chapter 1, verses 15 and 41, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall neither drink wine nor strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And then in verse 41, you see the verse where this actually happened, where this prophecy was fulfilled. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible doesn't specifically tell us at this point whether John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit at that same time. Very likely he was, but we do know that he was filled with the Holy Spirit while he was in his mother's womb. And we also know that the Savior was called from the womb. And of course, God is the one that actually impregnated Mary with Jesus. He was fully God and fully human. And we see in Isaiah chapter 49, beginning at verse 1, listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you people from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb. From the matrix of my mother, he has made mention of my name, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver, he has hidden me. And he said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain. Yet surely my just reward is with the Lord, and my work with my God. And now the Lord said, who formed me in my mother's womb, who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel is gathered to him. For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. We also see that God calls for us to rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to death. And you can read about this in Proverbs chapter 24, verses 10 through 12. We also are to defend and deliver the poor. We are to do justice. And let me tell you, when a human being, a defenseless, innocent, weak, and helpless human being is being ripped limb from limb or being killed by chemicals, we need to stand up and to defend their lives. That's from Psalm chapter 82. We read that from our opening passage. We also see in the Bible that God actually hates the hands that shed innocent blood. And so we need to realize this is not just something, I mean, you've heard quite often, love the sinner but hate the sin. This actually says that God hates the hands that shed innocent blood. It doesn't say he hates the shedding of innocent blood. It says he actually hates the hands that shed innocent blood. And again, when we look at the Bible, you will see in God ordained government, God instituted government. And what you'll see when you look at the Bible, you will see God instituting government for prosecuting people who commit crimes. You see the criminal justice system. You also see the military defending the nation. And that's very important. And you'll see some infrastructure and those types of programs, but you will never see an authorization for the government to take money from some people and give it to other people. So even when you have a good thing that is to be done, that good thing should be carried out by individuals. And certainly Planned Parenthood does not carry out good actions. What they are doing is evil. They are shedding innocent blood, the blood of our sons and daughters, and we need to stand up and fight to protect innocent human life. And part of that is to stand up and to encourage Congress to make this ban on funding Planned Parenthood permanent, to pressure President Trump to make this permanent as well, to actually see that there's no money, not one cent, given to Planned Parenthood in the future ever again. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
I want to encourage you to pray for the families in Texas who have suffered loss, especially those who have lost loved ones. When people, even cities, states, and nations, go through difficult times and turn to God in prayer, God hears and answers those prayers. The people in Texas right now need your prayers, comfort, and support to make it through these difficult times. Please pray for them, and if you can help in other ways, do so.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to The Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, and I invite you to listen to Spirit and Truth every Saturday at 12:30 right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Listen, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. God will meet you just where you are. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton of Just a Voice Radio Ministry, broadcasting here on WCNO 89.